Runners don tutus, fairy wings and plenty of pink to take part in Gütersloh's Run for Life. More than 200 fundraisers came together for the race in aid of Cancer Research UK. Staff Sergeant Pete Harris, Welfare Senior NCO with 2LSR, organised the race.
The Run for Life is to mimic the Cancer Research UK Race for Life, and obviously we're not allowed to call it Race for Life, so it's a Run for Life, and it's basically to raise money for breast cancer awareness and Cancer Research UK.
So how many men, women, children have you got running today?
We had initially 190 register early and then extras on the day, and I'm estimating now we've got about 240 here on the day.
Racers had to go around the Princess Royal Barracks airfield for the race, and Pete says he's delighted with the way it went.
We've had a couple before and they went well, and more this year have turned up, again thanks to BFPS because of the advertisement we've done and the further afield we advertised as well, in Hereford, Munster, Senlager, Paderborn, Bielefeld, and yeah, it's gone really well and well attended as well.
But it wasn't just the runners who were raising cash for cancer research. Tammy Kirkwood was sponsored to have her head shaved in memory of a friend who died from cancer last year.
She said through all the treatment that was her hardest part, so her mum's doing it back home and I'm doing it here.
How do you think you're going to look afterwards?
I'm hoping my head's a perfect shape. So I've got short hair, so it won't be so bad, I don't think.
And once her hair had gone, there was one thing she noticed.
No, I haven't seen myself yet. It's very cold and I can feel the wind going against it.
How much you hope to raise from it?
I'm not sure how much as we can, because, you know, everybody's been touched by cancer. Somebody somewhere in your...
If you missed the Gütersloh Run for Life, a similar event is taking place in Munster on Saturday at the station's Oxford Barracks. Call Munster Military 2802 for more details. Jill Jenkins for BFBS in Gütersloh.